All right. Good evening, everyone. My name is Dean Francis, and I am here in Midlothian, Virginia. It's a suburb of Richmond, and I want to welcome you to Fix Your Finances 2020. We actually have people from all over North America on this call here tonight, and are really excited about this entire 12-week series. We're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. I want to, first of all, just congratulate you for taking some time out to be on this call. You know, taking time to become more knowledgeable about money and putting more things to work is a very, very smart decision. I remember years ago, at age 21, somebody sharing with me that the key to money is having enough so that you don't have to worry so much anymore. And I heard recently somebody actually add to that. They said, you know, really wealth is the absence of financial worry. We all know that money's, in a sense, not the most important thing, but when you don't have enough, it creates massive amounts of chaos. At age 21, I made every wrong financial choice you could make. No one had ever taught me anything about money. I remember getting a credit card application from Discover, and someone told me that that would be a great way to build credit. And I remember enjoying how easy it was to swipe that card. And I remember quickly running up $1,000, and I thought, well, no big deal. I'm sure I'll be able to pay that off. And I'll never forget, like 12 months later, it was $2,000. It wasn't going anywhere. And I began to learn some of those hard lessons. I will confess to you, I ran up almost $30,000 of credit card debt before I met some people that began to give me some really great instruction about living below my means, saving my money, and paying off my debt. Someone actually gave me a strategy called debt stacking that allowed me to pound off one debt, then the next, then the next. And it was amazing how fast I was able to then pay it off and begin saving money and get on the right track. Maybe you can relate to making some of these mistakes. Most of us will make them before we start getting on the right track. If you're young and you can start out even more on the right track, I would challenge you to do so. The host of tonight, I'm gonna bring him up in just a little bit, is one that has actually taught countless numbers of people. I mean, tens of thousands of people about money. He's actually a radio talk show host as well as a personal financial coach. His name is Roy Matlock. I'll tell you more about him in just a little bit. As for me, I've been involved now in coaching people about money for almost 30 years. And I, along with the other people that have collectively put together this 12-week program, know exactly how to cut to the chase and share with you the most important things, that if you do these things, you will have amazing amounts of success. So again, thank you for being on here tonight. And over these, hopefully these next 12 weeks, we believe you are going to learn a lot of valuable insights about money. And so let's get into it. First of all, let's talk about right now. These are the kind of things that we're hearing. People right now have become more worried about their financial future. Some that were getting close to retiring. I had a client yesterday just said, Dean, I'm so worried. I was hoping to retire in 10 to 12 years. Now I fear this might actually mess me up here. Some people that are in retirement, if they're not handling their investments properly, actually risk running out of money. So important to handle those investments in the right way. Certainly people right now, they're worried about their either current income because it may have already been cut, or they're concerned about their future income and how to best handle that. Certainly many are concerned about our stock market. Right now it's in an up and down kind of state. You don't know from which week to the next what might happen. And then, you know, a lot of people like me years ago worried like that feeling. I know what that feeling is like. I'm never going to get out of debt at this rate. And certainly no one wants the financial stress. And then, you know, the corona obviously going on. And so how would you feel if you could end the worry and stress once and for all. You know, the reality is money affects every part of our life. It affects our marriage. It affects our parenting. It affects how we feel about ourselves. And so getting focused on this, again, very wise. Here's some recent statistics. This is, of course, before the coronavirus. You can imagine what it might be after. But, you know, most people today, actually as many or more than ever, living paycheck to paycheck. Look at the second one there. More than half of Americans, I know some of you are from Canada, but just here in America, more than half have less than $1,000 in savings. U.S. households that have debt on average have $15,000 of debt. And half of U.S. households don't have enough life insurance. No one ever expects for someone to pass away early. But if that happens and that is not in place, you're talking about permanent financial damage. And then more than half of all workers have less than $25,000 in savings and investments for retirement. That's absolutely a tragedy. I think right now of so many people who probably were not so prepared with an emergency fund to maybe fight through some of this if they're losing some income. And yet I know some, they're so thankful right now because they did it. They applied these principles years ago and they've got 6 months, some 12 months in just savings that they can use in case anything has gone wrong or does go wrong. And so how would you feel right now if you had your financial house in order? Wouldn't it be nice to not have that stress, not have to worry when challenges like this come? And if you're in that position right now and you are worried because you don't have your financial house in order, you know what? Get excited about making those changes now, because one thing I know in life is we're either going into a crisis, we're in a crisis, or we're coming out of a crisis. But the one thing that doesn't change, it's crisis. And so do what you can. Over the next 12 weeks, we're going to help you really put an overall plan in place to truly fix your finances once and for all. And so I mentioned my very good friend, Roy, and a mentor to me, Roy Matlock Jr. He has coached so many people financially, but he's an incredible teacher, communicator. And so he's had great success in radio. If you haven't heard his name before, he actually is the one behind the radio show many years ago called The Money Game. It started in Nashville, Tennessee, where Roy lives. And if you haven't heard of Roy Matlock, you've probably heard of Dave Ramsey, author and TV host. And well, let me just tell you what, guys, I'll say it because Roy wouldn't. If there was no Roy Matlock, there would be no Dave Ramsey. It was Roy Matlock behind the entire launch of the TV show and all the things that allowed Dave to kind of come about and gain the publicity that then allowed him to go on as an author. But Roy is just, he has a radio show today called The Money and Business Hour, and has again taught and coached so many people financially and has made such a big difference. So I'm going to come off the screen here just for a moment so you can see this good-looking face of Roy Matlock. I'll let him say a few words, and then, Roy, I'm happy to pull your slides back up. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well,
that's
good. Hey, Dane, thank you. And, you know, I think I'll pull them. I've got them here as far as the slides are going. But, you know, right now there has never been more worry in this world than we have right now. And so tonight what we're going to do is work on the things. You know, I'm gonna let you soak it in. That's the first thing. You know, some of you right now are scared. You don't know what's gonna happen, you know, when it comes to your money and your job and all these kind of things that are going on. So I want you to just right now, one of the things I've told people is we don't know when this is gonna end with the corona. We don't know what it's gonna do, but you know, we do have some things we can do. And that is we have to get calm and creative. And calm and creative, meaning that, hey, some of you are in survival mode right now. Guess what? Hey, I understand. I mean, there's businesses out there that you're struggling. You've got a lot of different things. So tonight, this is the first of 12 weeks. I promise you I'm going to take and show you the things that I believe will help you. And you're going to leave here knowing some things. Okay. And when I say knowing some things, you know, education is key. It's always about what you know and what you do. That's the key to everything. You know, if you take this information tonight and you use it, then what's going to happen is one day you are going to get to a point where you say, man, it's great. You know, right now I had that emergency fund. Yeah. I did a call in not too long ago and I had one of the radio hosts said, what should people be doing right now? I said, well, you got to do a couple things. You know, if you didn't prepare, you got to survive. But when you survive, you got to start thinking about challenges ahead and what you're going to do to thrive. And then if you have done your job, you saved your money, you have your emergency fund, all these different things. And what I tell people is this, go spend some money. You know, right now when I go out to, I do pickup, you know, for eating out because you can't go in the restaurants and stuff like that. And I always give big tips, all right, because of the restaurant people. You know, I was in Jersey Mike's a couple of days ago and I walked in there to grab a sandwich and the lady behind me worked for the, she drove an ambulance. And I said, just put hers on mine. All right. And so I bought her lunch. And so what happens is some of you right now, you've been unaffected. Congratulations. And now go spend some money. How about that? That's what I tell people. Go spend some money. Go do something. All right. Don't be stupid, but go do something. But for the rest of you, if you didn't do that, let me tell you this. Corona 2 will be here one day. It may not be called Corona. It may be called something else, but we're going to fix it. All right. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And so with that being said, step number one is you got to know your financial independence number. Your FIN number is the amount of money you're going to need one day that you accumulate so that you can live off that money for the rest of your life and never go back to work. You know, I believe this, that if you have a clear goal, the chances of you getting somewhere are much greater. We call it a GPS. If you want to go from here to the next point, what do you want to do? You want to make sure that you have a direction. And so your FIN is the number you need to know. Now, how would that work? So let's say today you're making 100 grand a year. And if you're not making 100 grand household income right now, you got an income problem. All right. And the reason I say that is because I know this, that there's two things you got to have happening. Number one, you got to get your income at least to a certain level. All right. That you can live a decent life. I'm not going to go tell you to try to save $3 on a cup of coffee. What I'm going to tell you to do is go make an extra $100 where you'd have that. So you got to get your income to a level that will allow you to enjoy life. Nobody wants to sacrifice their entire life, that kind of thing. So if your income is not six figures combined household income right now, go get to six figures. That's what I would tell you right now to do. How do you do that? You get better at what you're doing. You find something you like to do. I tell people this all the time when I do my radio show. You got one of two problems. You either don't make enough money or the money you make, you're not doing something with it the right way. And that's why you're having financial issues. Now we go one step further today. You've got to have a very versatile career and you've got to be in a position where, hey, maybe you can make money just like what we do right here. We're sitting, you know, I'm at home being able to, you know, do what I do. And so that's for another day. But the point being is that you've got to work on that. So if you don't like your job on Sunday night, understand on Monday morning when you go in, if you don't like it, don't expect to get promoted. Don't expect your income to go up because your income's not going to, you don't like what you're doing. You're never going to get good at it. And so what I tell people always, let's get our income to a point and that we're not working anymore. We're making money. And the reason we're not working is we love what we're doing. I've been doing this for 36 years. Can you believe that? 36 years and here I am right now. I'm excited about what I'm talking about. So find something you like, get your income there. And then one day you want to get yourself in a position to where you can quit. And that quitting money, if you want, we're making $100,000 a day, 30 years from now at 3% inflation, you would need to earn $243,000. So let's think about that 243. That would spend like $100,000 a day. So now we're starting to get an idea. We're saying, okay, inflation, we do that. Now, we would need to put together a plan that would tell us where we're at. And it's called your financial independence number. And that would be $2,624,000. So how does that work out? What that means is that today you say, I want to quit. I want to quit right now. I need $100,000 a year to quit. But the problem is I don't have $100,000 a year. All right. And I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait for, my goal is 30 years from now. I want to be able to quit. Well, it's not $100,000 anymore. It's $243,000. And $243,000, you need $2,624,000 saved. Well, I don't have $2,600,000. I don't have anything. All right. Well, so what do I need to do? Well, you need to invest $1,421 a month for the next 30 years, and you've got your retirement taken care of. And you say, well, I don't have $1,421 a month. Well, then you need to raise your income. You need to go do something. Anybody can make extra income. I mean, I know people right now that are driving and delivering groceries and making $1,421 a month. So anybody can do it. But the first step is you got to know. All right. So what we want to do is find out what the financial independence number is. And so you determine your FIN. The other thing I call it's called do nothing money. Now, what is do nothing money? I mean, I don't have to do nothing to make it. How about that? It's the kind of money that just comes in and I don't do nothing. You know, my dad used to tell me, he says, you got to always make money while you sleep. And the reason you got to make money while you sleep is because you spend money while you sleep. That rent's going on 24 hours. And to make money while you sleep, you got to have certain things going on. You got to have some investments out there that's growing and doing things. Because you want to get to a point of having do-nothing money. Now, your do-nothing money, let's say, for instance, our starting goal of do-nothing money might be 65 years old. But why wouldn't you want to get your do-nothing money to where you don't have to do nothing when you're 55 years old or when you're 50 years old? Well, the way you do that is you save more money, you compound yourself better, and you find out what the number is. So let's take a look. Let's say you find out what your goal is. And so let's say you're making $8,000 a month right now, household income. And you say, you know, I probably need about 80% of that. All right. If I'm 35 years old, I ran this at 35 years old, you would need $16,500 a month in 32 years to be able to do that. And I come over here to the assumption at age 67, husband and wife, life expectancy, man is 84, the woman is 86, all right? And they have $40,000 saved already. So they're saving through their 401k, $720 a month. They're getting $480 that they put in, $240 they're getting matched. We add inflation in, we get the rate of return, and we come back and we say, okay, how do we do this? Well, here's the number. If you want to retire, all right, at 62, and you've got your money sitting at 4%, all right, and 2% afterwards, like the bank, you got to save $6,500 a month. So if you don't get a real rate of return on your money, you can't do it. All right. If you want to say, if you get 6% on your money and 3% after you retire, that's $4,000 a month. That's not going to work. All right. If you want to retire and save, and you get 8% and 4%, that's 2,400. So we got all these assumptions in there. At 67, we've got what? We've got a goal. If we get 8% and then 4%, we need to save $1,298. Or at 72, we can save $634 a month. And we start looking, say, okay, well, at least I know my numbers, right? At least I know my numbers. So I looked there, I said, well, I'm gonna retire at 67. I take that number and I put it up there and it's $1,298 a month. And I'm going to keep that in front of my face. And I'm going to think about it. I need to save $1,298. I need to save $1,298. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make that happen. And then I know that at 67, I can do that. Now, let's say I'm stretching to get that $1,298. Well, and I'm working extra jobs and doing all that kind of stuff. What I'm going to do is I'm going to work on my income. I'm going to work on the money management tools that I have. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take and I'm going to raise my income, cut my expenses, and develop a gap to allow me to save more money, which will push me toward financial independence, that much sooner. I'm going to get a better rate of return on my money and make that happen. All right. So how do we go about doing this? Well, tonight is about building the financial house. And this financial house is what we're going to be teaching every week. Every week, the financial house is what's going to be happening. And we're going to work through each and every part of building the financial house. It starts out with a budget and an emergency fund. So now, let me kind of give you an overview of the budget. The budget is the foundation to being able to get debt-free and financially independent. Because what most people do is they manage their finances through their checking account. They say, well, how much money do we have? How much can we spend? And so then the next thing you know, they don't have the ability to prepare for emergencies. Things happen. You know, I've got on my car right now, I hit a bump in the road and I've got these low profile wheels. And you know what? My wheel broke, not my tire, but my wheel. And this car I've got doesn't have a spare. So guess what I'm doing right now? I'm driving a rental car. All right. Had to buy me some new wheels. All right. And you know, if I were spending everything I make and managing my checking account, I'd be like, oh man, what have I got? I don't have any money set aside. So step number one is the budget. What we're going to do is we're going to teach you how to create a plan that will allow you to spend money in advance, prepare for all of the things that will happen like life, and put yourself in a position to where it's easy to manage. If you're married, it'll be no more fights over budgets. And you're going to be in a position where you say, man, this is easy. I'll never forget when I started in business. I always have believed technology for many, many years is the way to go, that you should allow technology to do all these things for you. And so, but I didn't understand how to do that. I didn't understand computers and stuff like that. And so one day what I did was I hired a guy and I told him, I said, will you just teach me? Will you just sit here and teach me how to use the computer? And this guy that's what he did. He taught people how to, operate a computer. And I'll never forget, I spent one day with this guy, paid him. I said, I just need you to sit down with me one-on-one, start from loading that disk, you know, back in the days where you did that. Hey, I want to be able to do this. He says, take it over there and do this and do that. And guys, I literally in one day went from the biggest Fred Flintstone, couldn't do a thing on a computer, to being the go-to person in the office. Everybody says, hey man, how do you do this? I'm like, hey, let me show you how to do it. And what happened was, it went from being impossible and difficult for me to being easy, and I was an expert. Guess what? Next week, we're going to teach you how to set up a budget. Matter of fact, you'll be getting a form emailed to you shortly, and it's going to show you how to start out on this budget, and you're going to say, hang on a second, it's easy. This budget thing is easy. Now, let me tell you what happens when the budget becomes easy. When the budget becomes easy, you start spending less than you make. Always spend less than you make. If you have credit card debt and car payments, you won't have credit card debt and car payments anymore. They'll go away. How about that? Would that not be fun? I'll never forget. I had a $600, it's 30 years ago, I bought two new cars right after I got married. And we had $600 in car payments 30 years ago. I'm like, am I stupid? Okay, why did it? And I said, if I ever get out of that mess, I'll never do it again. All right. And then what did I do? I got on a budget. I started learning what I was doing. Then you establish the emergency fund. What's the emergency fund? It's the thing that keeps you from getting in debt. It's the thing that allows you to reduce your insurance premiums. Everybody would like to reduce their insurance premiums. How do you do that? We have an emergency fund and you raise your deductibles on your insurance premiums. And so as doing that, you start saving money on your car insurance and your house insurance and your health insurance. and all these different things that you've been spending money on. And the reason you are able to do that is because you have an emergency fund. It keeps you from making bad choices, okay, when you have a job lost or you're not going in there and digging into things. You know, there's a thing called a black swan. And what the black swan is you never know when it's coming, but it happens. We had the corona. That's the black swan. You'd think, are you kidding me? All right. Would you have ever thought a couple months ago that we would be dealing with this? But that's why you have an emergency fund. And what that is 3 to 6 months of income. We're going to teach you how to establish where to put it, your emergency fund together. Next up, we're going to protect your income and all of your liabilities. Have you ever heard people say things like, I wonder if the insurance is going to pay? How about that? They have a car wreck or the house burns down. You know, here in Nashville, we've got tornadoes that have come through. You know, we had tornadoes, and then right after tornadoes, we had the coronavirus. And so, you know, we got houses blown up. I mean, you just wouldn't even believe. It wasn't too long ago in Nashville, we had the flood. And the flood in 2010, and you're like, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, if you've ever been to Nashville and you've been downtown to all the Broadway bars of Nashville, they were like 4 feet deep, all right, in water, okay? And I mean, if you said, wow, is the insurance going to pay? Well, what we're going to do is teach you in our next class on how to protect your income, okay, and your liabilities, to where you never say that again. We're going to teach you the difference between good debt and bad debt. Let me give you an example. If you want to get rid of bad debt, but it's okay to have good debt. Now, what's good debt and bad debt? Well, the first bad debt is a debt that you can't afford to pay. All right. In other words, the bill comes in and you're like, man, I don't have the money to pay. Why did I go borrow this money? It's always bad debt if you can't afford to pay it. So step number one, if you have anything in your life right now that you can't afford to pay, you need to start working on getting rid of bad debt. That's the first thing. The second part of bad debt is debts that are tied to things that go down in value. So let me give you an example. Let's say you have a credit card, and that credit card, the waitress comes up to you at the restaurant, which right now we're not doing, but we go to the restaurant and the waitress says to you, hey, how did you want to pay for this? Do you want to pay cash or do you want to finance it for 28 years? You're like, what do you mean? Well, that's what happens when you owe a balance on your credit card and you pull it out. They're charging you 18% interest, 21% interest. How would you like to pay for this meal? Would you rather pay cash for it or finance it for 28 years? Yet people are doing that all the time. That's bad debt. Hey, that vacation that you just went on, would you rather pay cash or would you rather finance it for 28 years? That's called bad debt, things that go down in value. That would be anything that has to do with cars and credit cards and vacations and food and consumables and stuff like that. We want to eliminate bad debt, anything you can't afford, anything that goes down in value. Now, how are we going to do this? We're going to have a plan to get you completely out of debt and move forward to and never again go back into bad debt. From there, we can go look at some good debt. So what's good debt? Well, the first thing about good debt's always you can afford to pay it. How about that? That's step number one. It's never a good debt if you can't afford to pay it. So we're going to get into talking to you about home ownership. But see, one of the things about good debt is good debt appreciates and the asset behind it goes up in value. So what that means is that if you borrow money, you can afford it. Additionally, when you pay, you're paying down the debt. That's why I always recommend 15-year mortgages. We'll talk about how to buy a house, how to buy it the right way. But then at the same time, as you're paying the debt down, the price or the value of the underlying asset is going up. So what are some things that we might do in order to, what are things that would be good debt? Well, good debt would be a home. Good debt might be a business. All right. You might, you know, if you're a business owner right now, I know businesses that go borrow money for equipment or to expand and stuff like that. Now, keep in mind, if they do that, they have to be able to afford it. Number one, they got the payment. And then the second thing is they have to be in a position where they want to make sure whatever they're putting that money in, it's growing. And so we do that. Then we move into understanding investments. Understanding investments. This is going to have a gigantic impact. We're going to have an entire class, really actually two classes, on understanding investments. Now, why is that so important? It's so important because you have to be in charge of your retirement and where it goes. To give an example, you have a 401k through your work. Do you know how to pick the investments? Do you know how it works? Do you know which one you should be in when you're young? Do you know which one you should be when you're, you know, mid-range? Do you know where you should be when you retire? Do you know the difference between a bond and a stock? Do you know the difference between a mutual fund and a ETF? Do you know what an annuity is? Do you know any of those kind of things? When people are talking to you about that stuff, are you sitting there saying, oh, I have no idea what's going on? Help me, I have no idea. Are you dependent? Are you independent on that? And so we're going to teach you about how to understand investments. We're also going to get into retirement plans, IRAs, 401ks, all of your 529 plans for college savings. We're going to do all of these things as we go through and develop your financial house. And then finally, your other goals and dreams that you have. Maybe you want to give money away. Maybe you want to do those kind of things. So here's the question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how would you rate your confidence level that you're going to become debt-free and financially independent? Listen to me. You stick with us during this 12-week period. You're going to say, you know what? I'm a 10. I know exactly what I'm buying. I know exactly what I'm paying for. I am going to have 15 or 16 different things that I'm doing correctly. I'm going to refinance my house because I'm supposed to. I'm going to get rid of the bad debt. I'm going to save money for my children's college. I'm going to have all of that going. So how do we do this? We build a GPS. So let's take a look at this. We have all these different things that we're going to list out. So the first thing you do is you take your GPS, your goal, your plan, your schedule. So over here on the left-hand side, we have our goals. We're going to take these goals and we're going to put together a written plan to teach you about every single one of these goals. We're going to start with all of the different things on the left-hand side here. We're going to take notes and we're going to teach you how to create the plan. And then we're going to go through and we're going to put a timetable on when we're going to accomplish the plan. So let's think about this. What if you had a written plan where you knew exactly where you were going, you knew exactly when you're going to get there, and every day you woke up and you looked at that and you said, man, I'm getting close. You know, we went through this debt elimination plan, and based on what I have in place, I'm going to be out of debt completely in 36 months, 35 months, 34 months. I'm going to take the money that I was spending on things I didn't understand, and I'm going to fire those bills. I'm going to fire things that if they don't make sense, they're fired. How about that? And I'm going to start over and I'm going to fix it. and I'm going to get my finances to where I got it going in the right direction. I'm going to build me a big gap between my outgo and my income and my outgo. I'm not going to be sitting here having this outgo and this income. I'm going to have this income and this outgo. Let me give you an example of how easy it is for people to change their ways. So you're making $90,000 a year household income, $80,000 a year household income. Let's say you're making $80,000 a year and you're spending $84,000 a year. All right. So now you're 5 years of $84,000, you're $20,000 in debt. You have no money saved and you're like, hang on a second. Wow, I'm spending $4,000 a year more than I'm bringing in. So what should I do? Well, let's just do this. Let's start out and let's cut $8,000 a year in expenses. So we're going to go through and we're going to look at all the different things that we're throwing money away. You know, we're going to cut out some of the extras, things like that. We're going to pay attention. All right. So the first thing is we're going to pay attention. I always tell people, you know, if you pay attention, it's 20%. What about that? What does that mean? Well, paying attention is a 20% improvement. That's what it is. Anything you try to improve on, you'll improve 20% by paying attention. Just manage. A little bit of management and you save 20%. So you start looking, you say, well, I think I'm going to change this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to cut this. I'm going to do that. And now I was making 80, spending 84, but now I'm making 80. I'm spending 76. I got a $4,000 gap. So, all right. Well, now I got a $4,000 gap. I've stopped the bleeding. Now I'm starting to get myself out of debt. Then I'm going to go out and I'm going to raise my income, 10 grand a year, somehow or another. You know, I'm going to do a side hustle. I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something. But the bottom line is now I'm going to make 90 grand and I'm spending 76. I got $14,000. I'm out of debt in a year and a half and I'm saving $14,000 a year. All right. So let me give you a little story of one of my clients that ended up becoming one of my reps. He was sitting there, him and his wife were working with me in the financial business on a part-time basis. And he came to me and he says, look, I want to quit my job and I want to become full-time helping people with their money. I said, okay. And one of my rules was always that, you know, first thing you got to do is you got to bring me your financial statement. All right. And when you bring me your financial statement, we got to look at your assets and your liabilities and see what's going on and that kind of thing. And so I started looking at it and I was like, him and his wife were there and they had a house and they had some equity in it, but they had car payments and credit card payments. All right. They were putting $50 a month into her retirement plan. All right. They had, you know, like $16,000, $18,000 of cars, credit cards and stuff like that. They had no emergency fund. You could take and check off everything on this house and everything that is on this house, they were not doing. All right. And I'm like, and this is what I said. I said, dude, you're broke. How can you go out and teach somebody how to do this when you can't even do it yourself? And him and his wife were sitting there and I said, here's what you need to do. You need to sell your house, which I knew, you know, 99.9% of the time, first time you tell somebody to sell their house in order to get and go rent, and get themselves out of debt. That immediately, most people are like, nah, never do that. All right. So you need to sell your house. You need to sell these expensive cars. Go buy you a cheap car. Pay off all this debt. And start over. And I said, if you do that, you can come to work with me. And you can tell people your story of how you went and sold your house, took the equity out, sold your expensive cars, bought two cheap cars, and then took that money, and now cut my overhead, and you're able to do all that, and you can tell that story. And if you do that, then you can come full-time in this thing, and I'll be okay with it. Next thing you know, they walk out of there, and I'm thinking they'll never do it. But guess what they did? They did it. They sold their house. They sold their cars. And let me tell you the rest of the story. So he went full scale and he bought a $750 car. What about that? $750. and he goes and parks it in a parking lot at a mall. And lo and behold, somebody backed into his car, right into the side of his car. And they put a note on there. Hey, I'm sorry. They're honest. I backed into the side of your car. Just get an estimate. And here's my number. How about that? So he goes and gets an estimate for the car. And you know what they paid him for the estimate to repair the $750 car? They paid him $1,250 to repair the $750 car. But here's the rest of the story. They had a cash flow system now to where they had more money going out than they had coming in a big way. And less than 2 years later, they had $100,000 in savings. How about that? Went from being $50 a month to $100,000 in savings. Guys, what we're going to do is teach you how to do that. We're going to have a written plan on how to make it happen. So now we're going to close up here. I'm going to let a few comments come in. We have just emailed you. If you check your inbox here in the next few minutes, we're going to give you your homework. So, and that homework is going to be to start work on your budget. Now, if you look on this sheet here, it's going to be on the left-hand side what you're currently doing. We're going to look at your income that you're currently making. We're going to go through and look at everything that's on there, and you're going to list it, and you're going to take some time to do this. And then what we're going to do is we're going to look at what's really going on. Let me explain what's going on right now. If you've got cars and credit card debt, here's how you do. The first thing you do is you say, well, I'm going to take all my debt, not my mortgage, not my home, but I'm going to take all my bad debt and I'm going to compare my bad debt. Don't worry. Hey, you can't even count the car as being worth anything because it's going down in value. Just take what you owe and then take what you have, and you're going to get an idea of where you're at. All right. So if you're out there and you got a bunch of debt and you got nothing to back it up, then you've been spending more money than you make. And so next week, we're going to teach you how to put together a budget. This budget worksheet is going to give you the ability to get started in advance. Here's what you need to do. You need to print it off. You need to go through. Take the time to do this. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Without a budget, no financial plans can ever work. They'll never work. And the reason they'll never work is because of companies like Amazon, all right, and Apple and all these different, and the malls that we used to go to and stuff like that, because their job and their goal is to figure out how to take your money and put it into their pocket. That's what they want to do. They want you, hey, if I were Amazon, I would want you on your phone all the time buying stuff. That's what I want. If I'm selling cars, I want you to buy a new car every year. If I'm the cable company, I want you to have 10 HBO channels. I want you to have a new phone every year, all right? I want you to do all these different things. That's what you're up against. So my question to you, do you have a plan where you can turn right around and save money just the same? Well, we can do that. You know, one of the things I've always said is automate. Automate everything. Automate your savings, automate your spending, do all those kind of things. So next week, we're going to be doing that. I want to thank you for attending. I'm going to let Dean kind of make any comments here for just a second. If you need help with anything we've covered tonight, all right, or if you have a question, and I know we've got some questions we can answer here, if you want to put them in the chat. You know, hey, it's exciting. We've got 600 people on here right now. That's pretty cool. Be sure, if you have questions, reach out to the person that invited you. They sent you a private link. That link was just from them. They will be happy to work with you and do that. Send them an email or do a text follow-up. They can also give you your FIN number and help you on things like that. The next thing, if you have a friend or family member that would benefit from any of this, the email that you receive, forward that private link and encourage them to register next week. If they come in next week, what we're going to be doing is it's a rotating system. They'll just pick up at the next step, and then we'll go to the next one. And then lastly, do you need a work from home side hustle to earn some extra money? Now, we are right now, what you're on here right now, as a result of our technology systems, working right out of the house, ask that person who invited you to this to send you a link on join our team. So let's take a look. It looks like, Dean, we may have some questions. You want to look through that and see what we got? Anything that...
How about this one? How do I tell a friend with over $110,000 in student loans that they need to pay off all their bad debt?
So you're saying $100,000. So here's what I say about student loans. Student loans are about, you know, for some people, student loans, you know, I had a person not too long ago I was talking to, and they had, they're going to end up having that, but they're getting a degree to become a lawyer. I look at that's business debt, you know? So I wouldn't be as concerned about that, getting it paid off. I would definitely, make sure that if you're, encouraging, you know, your kids to go to college, that they find something that actually, they can pay their loans off with, you know, that they get the right kind of degree. But where do I place student loan debt? I place it depending on what it, it's one of those things now that everybody, a lot of people have it. I don't place it quite at the same level, but you know, many people are using, student, they go and they go to college and they don't have any idea what they're doing. And then they walk out of there. And the worst debt is the debt that they don't get a degree with. So anyway,
other and questions. How about a comment or two just for our Canadian viewers, Roy, to let them know that we are going to get a little Canadian as we go in this 12 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, all you Canadian guys, don't you worry about it. We're going to be covering all those RSPs and all the different things as we go through the retirement plans. So don't worry about a thing on that. I know we got people from all over the place. So yes, the Canadians, we're definitely going to do that. Let me see if we got any other any messages up here. If you have any message, go and put it in the Q&A session. We'll be happy to do that. How do I tell a client? There is that. What else do we have? Oh, 90,000 in student loans, make 52,000 a year. How am I going to do that? Well, I mean, here's what I would always tell people, you know, 52,000, always grow your income. You know, one of the things that, you can do here's what happens. You got to always focus on the things that cause you to get ahead financially. That's growing your income and managing your expenses. And so if you're making $52,000 right now, ask yourself, what do I need to do to make $72,000? Well, if I make $72,000, guess what? You're out of debt in maybe 4 years, you know, on stuff like that. So keep working on that. And you say, well, how do I do that? Well, you get more valuable. All right. What you want to do is you want to be the type of person that your boss is worried about you leaving. Does that make sense? They're worried about you quitting. All right. And if you're like that, because you provide so much value, here's what's going to happen. If you're not getting the increases where you're at, there'll be someone else that'll give you an increase. So always improve your skill set. All right. What else we got? Any other questions in here?
You know, someone asked about the title of your book, and I was thinking about that, Roy. I don't know that you have written a book, or have you?
No, I haven't written a book, but I'll tell you what I do have, guys. If you want to really learn, you can go to just Google my name, and I've got 51 podcasts that people can listen to. And a lot of people listen to that, and I give a lot of I got 51, 45-minute podcast that will help you. And here's the thing. All of us, we're within a network of people. So whoever that, you know, invited you out tonight, get with them. And they can walk you through. I would encourage you to download, get them to send you one of our downloads called How Money Works. And so we can make that happen as well. So,
and you can go ahead and take the share off there, Roy. And by the way, someone said that, you know, hey, I haven't got the budget sheet in my email. Well, make sure, first of all, you check spam. Every once in a while, we've got about a 2 or 3% rate of people that'll go to the spam, check there, that might fix it. Otherwise, refer back to that person who introduced you. Again, they can also provide a great PDF version of a book called How Money Works. It covers a lot of fundamentals that a lot of us have used over the years. And so, Roy, I just think this has been a terrific introduction. It made me really think back to years ago when I made the decision that I was going to become financially knowledgeable, like, and I was going to put stuff to work. And it's kind of like a diet. So I can learn things about a diet, and that's great. But I'll tell you, it really helps to get around people like you and just kind of hear it over and over and over. So if you think about 12 weeks, rather than just you read a quick thing on a diet and then you try to do it, well, if every week for 12 weeks, you're kind of getting around a lot of these fundamentals. Even for some of you that are doing a lot of good things right now, it tightens you up. It makes you better. There's no business that doesn't have to constantly reevaluate. Where's my expenses and how much am I saving and what's maybe a way to improve my investments? You know, just improving the rate of return that you earn by just 1% compounded over time can literally be hundreds of thousands of dollars. It can be the different make or break difference in a person's financial life. And so there's great content.
That's something I want to say about that. For those, if somebody's 45 years old and you're listening right now, if you miss out on one half of 1% of a return between now and age 65, that is 5 years of income just by misallocating one half of a percent. At 1%, it's 13 years of income. And can you imagine that? And you're choosing your 401k. So you want to make sure and be on when we do this session on investing. So with that, guys, Dean, we're 5 minutes out from our side hustle overview. So if you would like to find out a little bit about, you know, our expansion plan, we're doing that right now. This is, you know, we run our business online, and we're going to be signing off right now, but in just about 5 minutes, we're going to start back up again, and we're going to be talking about that. You have to have a private link in order to get into that webinar. So if you'd like to find out more about what we do that way, be sure and just shoot them a text. If not, they'll get you on another one. Well, with that being said, anything else, Dino?
Well, I just think the lineup of speakers that we have over this next 12 weeks, we're talking about probably an average, you know, number of years of 20 to 40 years of experience per person of being involved in helping people succeed financially, getting out of debt, saving more money, accumulating wealth, and protecting wealth. And so I would recommend not only being here, but share that with some other friends, other people that you think could benefit. It is totally free. We hope you'll be a part of the entire series.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks for attending, and we'll talk to you next week.